Ah, such sweet agony! To not know things which we desire deeply to be privy of, such as the Big Bang, what happens after you die, extraterrestrial life, all these questions and more will not in any way be answered here. But I got another guest, and we're going to have a conversation about them and life and what have you. So welcome my current mystery guest.
Hello.
How do you do?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on and having a conversation with me.
Of course. Of course.
So, keeping with tradition of the secret podcast, your name will be kept a secret the entire time. Because since I started this, I think, it's probably 7 or 8 people now have, revealed their names. And, I've had them back and stuff. Sam and Xerxes. Yeah.
Okay.
My Uncle Joe, just because it's my name, so he felt no need to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
But, so before we actually start, I do have a sponsor. Our sponsor today is the government. The government. We're trying our best. That's the only quote that I have for us.
That's fitting.
Yeah. So with that, we'll just jump into it. First question I got for you is, how was your day today?
My day was pretty good.
Very good.
Well, not really. I mean, I studied for most of the day,
which sucked.
But I did apply to adopt a dog.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah, so
wow.
Exciting. And then I got an email 20 minutes after saying the dog's already been adopted.
Oh, no.
Kind of sucks. But now I'm on a high of wanting to adopt a dog and searching like crazy. So
what channels do you use? The Humane Society?
A Humane Society, yeah. Pet Finder, nice. Basically any. And there's a bunch of Toronto dog rescue companies that I've been, or foundations, I guess, that I've been looking at. So. Yeah.
And then what was your pick that you didn't get?
Oh, it was a terrier mix. It was just a cute little black and brown, scruffy, wiry-haired dog. So cute.
Nice. are you going to keep looking for that, or is it something where you wait for their...
Yeah, I want to adopt for sure. So yeah. That sounds like I'm adopting a child, but no, adopt
in today's day and age, that's the thing, right?
Yeah, that's
being
a new
puppy
child.
Parent or a pet parent, yeah.
Exactly.
That's
so
the type of thing now.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I followed a couple Instagram accounts, and I'll probably check back every day until I get one.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, just a small dog.
Cool.
I might change my mind. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll
go
see.
For what do they call it? Dobermans or some kind
gosh.
Of giant dog.
My place is so small, I could not handle that. So.
Well, is it okay if I ask you what your living situation is? Because I don't know what it is. Do you live in Toronto?
I live downtown Toronto.
Nice.
Queen Street area. So, cool. Super busy.
Yeah.
By myself in a junior condo.
It's by yourself. So,
by myself.
So the, further questions I got for you is what do you do for work, right? Because that's the ultimate thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, because obviously Sam and I are thinking of moving out together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's we're trying to live in Toronto. It just seems impossible.
Oh,
I look at rates in this city, and it's super high.
Oh, yeah, and I wasn't planning to move. So I moved out in December, and I wasn't planning to until April. But because I haven't lived on my own before, and I don't make a ton of money, it's so hard and so competitive.
Yeah.
So I found one place on Kijiji, and they're more willing on Kijiji to talk to you and get to know you before, rather than going through an agent. They don't get to know you at all. And so got this place. And now when I look at places, they're so much more expensive.
Just everything or anything else.
Yeah. So I got so lucky that I got mine when I did.
Well, I gotta honestly say I'm jealous.
Yeah, it's great.
That would be great if we could find something that's reasonable. But
yeah,
I haven't looked that long, but everything's so expensive, it's nuts.
Do you guys want a house or?
It's just that doesn't seem feasible currently.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just thinking a place in Toronto for a little bit.
Okay.
And then maybe a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
So either in a year or two, get a place.
Right.
And then be there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then go from there. Because for me, it's I don't want to, but I also don't care.
Yeah.
Where it's that would never be a pick, but she really wants to because all her friends are there. So
I'll
do it.
It's a fun city when you're young, so.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Do it when you're young, and then when you want to actually find a place.
Yeah, settle down.
Find
Oakville.
Suburbs. exactly.
Somewhere
it's a little
like
more quiet.
But yeah, no, I like it.
Nice. Would you want to live there the rest of your life? Not that specific place, but Toronto?
I don't.
Are you an urbanite?
I don't think so. I don't know. It depends what path I go down. If I want to have kids, then probably not live in the city. But for now, it's great. Or maybe I'd live closer to the water. Or well, further east.
How close are you if you're by downtown? Is
I
it
would,
still like a good kilometer or two, or?
yeah, I would say it's like a 15-20 minute walk down to
Okay.
Lake Shore, so
Yeah,
it's
that's
nice.
fine.
I can go down whenever I want,
Yeah.
but it's just a lot busier and like a lot more homeless people in my area.
True. Yeah,
So
okay,
we've actually had a problem with the homeless people sneaking into the building and
yeah. Oh
pulling the fire
no.
alarm at 3 in the morning.
Why?
I have
For
no
fun, or is it
idea.
like a tactic to steal?
I have no idea,
Yeah,
but it's so
I see.
annoying being
Yeah.
woken up at 2:30 in the morning.
It's just the city life. I mean,
Yeah,
that's what it
exactly. I
brings.
just need to
The fire
embrace it
alarms.
all, every
Yeah.
aspect of it. So,
That's nuts.
yeah.
Well, not bad. Not too shabby. I feel like I had a follow-up question to that, but if it comes back to me, it will.
Okay.
So I have another formal question for you. I don't know if you'd have the best answer for it or if you're prepared, but do you know, or what is, I guess, the earliest memory that you can recall? If you try diving back into the deep recesses of your mind.
That's a hard question because
Yeah.
I don't know if I actually remember
Or if it's a
these events
story
or if
slash
it's a
video.
story,
Yeah.
but I am one of four girls,
Oh,
and
wow. Nice.
yes,
That's
always busy
cool.
household.
Yeah. Are you at the top or bottom or?
Second oldest.
Same here. Nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Good.
I got
It's
a
good to
mix of
be in the
guys and
middle.
girls, but yeah, it's
Okay,
nice.
yeah, all sisters. So, but I do remember we would get into a lot of trouble.
Okay, nice.
And a particular memory, and I do remember doing this on numerous occasions, but me and
Yeah.
my sisters would sneak into the basement, into the laundry room. I probably shouldn't even be telling this story,
Well, it's a complete mystery, right?
but
Who's gonna
yeah, no one knows who
know?
I
And
am.
plus, my audience members is just one.
Yeah,
It's just
so
Sam, so.
perfect. They might know.
Yeah.
We'd sneak into the basement and we'd eat Tide laundry detergent,
Oh no! Wow,
like the
you're before the
powdered,
time.
yeah, like the
Wow.
powdered detergent.
Yeah.
And like it's not like a one-time thing, oh, we want to try it. Like
What was it, sweet or what was it? Like a challenge against each other or what?
we enjoyed it, which is
Okay, yeah.
weird. Like it's one of those things, it was super gross, but somehow
It
good at
found
the
an
same
appealing
way.
way.
Yeah,
Yeah. It's
so
like gum, it just makes you salivate.
yeah.
Well, that's like I feel like this is more common just because it's been around longer, but when I was a little kid, and I don't remember this, I just remember being told this because I was like one or two or three,
Yeah.
but we'd always go into the fireplace and just eat the charcoal or just the black
Okay.
smut, you know?
Oh
'Cause I feel like if
my
we were doing that, and I've heard like other people where it's like when they're younger they did stupid stuff like that
Yeah.
too. And it's like I feel like that must have been going on since like before history itself,
Probably.
right? Yeah, babies, I'm sure, were
Oh my
eating
gosh.
just char like.
Anything. I did not
Yeah.
know that. I didn't know people did that. But I guess
Well, I also ate
you,
sand when I was a kid. Like, it's
okay.
one of those things. I feel
Yeah.
like little babies will,
Just
yeah,
eat
just
anything.
eat whatever's
Eat Tide,
around.
eat charcoal,
Yeah.
whatnot.
But true, yes, there you
Yeah,
go.
so,
Yeah.
but I don't know, I kind of wonder what my parents were doing
When
when
that was
her,
happening,
yeah,
yeah.
there were only three of us at the time, but
Okay,
why
true.
weren't they watching us better? We could have died from that.
Yeah,
There's
that is
bleach in that
dangerous. Yeah,
stuff.
exactly.
So, but,
But hey, you lived. Here you
yeah,
are.
so I would say that's probably my earliest memory.
Oh, yeah, true. That's not bad.
Not bad.
And so, this isn't the next like official question, but I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, so it's worth mentioning, I guess, while recording rather than just telling you later. But the first memory I had was a nightmare, so it wasn't even a real
Oh
memory. But it
gosh.
was one of those things where it just like scarred me, so I remembered it. But it's like it was before my younger sister existed, so it was like I must have been like 2.5 or something.
Oh my
So it's
gosh.
like I don't remember anything else than that, right? But nobody told me this story, and you know, so it's
Yeah.
not something where it's like not really memory kind of
Right,
thing.
yeah.
It's like it can only be a memory just because it was a nightmare I had. But I think it might have been reoccurring, but
God.
yeah, well, okay, so I'll summarize really quick just because I already brought it up. But it was just me and my older brother at the time, and he's like a year and a half older than me. So I'm assuming, yeah, I'm probably like two or something. And we both lived in the same room at the time. So the nightmare is I wake up, it's one of those nightmares where you don't know it's a nightmare, you think it's
Yeah.
real. I wake up, and the sky's like deep red, and I'm looking out, and the whole street's empty, and I don't know what's going on, it's still the middle of the night. And so I go over to try and find my parents, like across the hall upstairs, and then they're not there. So then my older brother tells me to go downstairs and he'll keep checking the rooms because we had like a bunch of rooms.
Okay.
So he stays upstairs, I go downstairs, and I go downstairs, the stairs like go to the front door kind of thing, and then if you go down like a mini hallway, it leads to like the kitchen and the living room and
Oh,
that
okay.
stuff.
Yeah.
And I start walking down the hallway, And then, like, I look over the living room, and there's, like, a big sort of window that's, like, full body-sized window kind of thing yep. that people have. And it was smashed open, and there was, like, some silhouette of, like, a guy there, and he, like, jumps out of the opening in the window.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, but I'm not, like, crying or screaming or anything, but I just see all this stuff, and I'm just sort of, like, wide-eyed. And then I walk out into the garage, and then go from the garage to outside, like, to the driveway. And then the two cars are there, and I think it was a red car at the time and like a silver one or a black one or something like that.
Yeah.
And both my parents were in each car, and their heads were in their laps.
Oh my gosh.
So they got like decapitated. What? And it was like super scary. And then so, you know, that just always stayed with me.
When you were that young?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
And I feel like it might be a thing where I remember it because I told like that story so many times. Yeah. So that's what kept it fresh.
Oh yeah.
So it might not be exactly where it's the telephone game of myself over years retelling the story, but I think that's what happened, exactly.
Oh
so.
My god. So what did you do memory. When you woke up?
I don't know. I'm sure I cried, like, yeah, a bunch. Probably. Yeah. I just remember around that age, it was after my sister was born, but my brother and I still shared a room, and I actually scared him into having us separate our rooms. Like, I was probably 4 or something, because he was, like, the older guy. He was, like, the kind of a bully older brother kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But for some reason, I was just fearless and, like, because it's, like, I was still scared of the dark, but I wasn't scared when other people were there. I would try and scare them. I have no idea why. That's it's weird. Insane. Yeah. I have all this confidence all of a sudden when other people are there. But, yeah, I like, pretended there was a monster under my bed, and I would, like, stick my arm down. I'd be like, oh, it got me. And it'd be in the middle of the night. I'm going to pull pranks at him, and he would, like, scream and run out of the room. Yeah. So I was a mean kid.
Strange child.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was probably eating all that char.
Yeah. But, got to your head a little bit. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, actually, I think my earliest memory could have been a dream, now that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Because I do remember having a dream where I was just lying in a empty field with, like, some flowers, blue sky, and I couldn't move.
Oh, no.
And I was dead. And so that, and I, well, I remember waking up and be like, oh, my gosh, that's what it's like to be dead. I don't want to die just because paralysis. I'm just going to be stuck in a field just, like, forever.
Not moving. Yeah.
Not moving forever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that could have been my earliest memory.
Man, that's wild.
That may have been before the tide.
Yeah, yeah, who knows? Yeah, so. it brought you towards the tide.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, gotta forget that.
Yeah,
jeez.
Exactly. So.
Man. Well, yeah, okay, so then I guess that could lead to another question is, do you have any ideas about an afterlife at all, or what sort of...
I have no idea. Yeah.
Do you entertain any ideas? Like, have you heard, like, theories and stuff? Because obviously there's the mainstream ones where there's either reincarnation or heaven or a Valhalla or any
of
that stuff.
See, I'm somebody who, I don't try to guess or think too much about, like, the unknown. Like, nobody really knows, so I don't.
Know. Yeah,
you can never know until you're there.
Yeah.
So when I'm there, I'll know, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It could be anything.
It could be anything.
There was, so I mentioned this before we started recording, but... Sam and I are watching Killing Eve, and one of the characters on it is a psychopath who's like an assassin, and she said something in that, and I heard that once before, and that's like a super scary, like, philosophical query of, like, what it could be like after you die.
Yeah.
And it's like, instead of moving on or whatever, you all of your bodily functions shut down, so you're, like, dead.
Yeah.
So you have no senses, but you're still aware.
Oh,
so you're, it's just a black nothingness. There's no sound. You can't feel anything. There's no sight, but you're still awake. Like, you're still aware.
That's so scary.
And it's like, you know, that can't be what it is, right? Because it's like physiologically, people have false memories. You know, some people are schizophrenic. It's like, clearly these traits aren't supernatural, right? It's like our personality is determined based off of physical things with chemistry, like certain chemicals being pumped into the brain,
but
that's just the living
that?
Stuff. Yeah, but it's like, isn't that such a scary idea, right?
Sitting
you
there
just shrink into yourself, and you're just like
for eternity,
just awake.
Gosh,
yeah, but not
that's
moving.
That's awful.
Yeah. Or it could be serene, right?
Yeah.
Who knows?
You never know.
It's like those deprivation tanks.
Only the dead know. So.
That's true. That's true. They hold all the secrets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we gotta shake one of them awake. Like, what's after?
Let's do it.
Yeah. But have you ever done that before? A sleep deprivation? Or not sleep deprivation, just a deprivation tank?
No.
Where it's like salt water?
Like a float pod?
Yeah.
No, but I have.
Would you be interested?
I want to do it. I've designed spaces with those before.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so that leads to the next question. What is it you do for work? I have no idea.
I am a designer at an architecture firm.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so the firm that I work at now, we mainly design stadiums, like for NBA and NHL teams, and nice. We do the training centers for them as well. So that was the last project I worked on, Utah Jazz Training Center, and there was a float pod. It's pretty standard now in those facilities, like NBA facilities. So
what do they see it as? Like a form of meditation?
Or is it if they have an injury? It's like a recovery type thing. So, and then those, what are they called? Cryo chambers? I don't know if you've heard of those.
Is that like they freeze you?
Yeah, so you're like standing up in like this cylinder.
Yeah.
And like it just freezes your body basically.
That sounds terrifying. That sounds so uncomfortable. Yeah, do you go to sleep or are you?
No, you just stand in there for like a couple minutes, I think.
Oh my God. And, that sounds like my nightmare.
Yeah. So, but these athletes got
to
do it.
They got to, they have to do certain things to keep their body in peak physical shape.
They get paid good money to do that stuff.
That's so true. Yeah, actually. They can afford anything.
Yeah, I think that's fine for them.
True.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I do.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, okay, so now there's more unconventional, but that just made me think, like, I don't know what to call it. It's not like a pet peeve or fear, but like something in between, which is the thing that you dislike the most, like a setting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything like that at all, or does that sound too specific? Like, the example for me is just the cold. And like, specifically, if there's no snow, it's just cold, just dry coldness.
You hate that.
It's the worst thing in the world. It's like this basement is kind of the worst thing, except at least there's blankets. It's like if it's outside. Like November is like the worst month to me.
November?
Yeah, because it's like before it snows and it's just super cold.
See, I just hate like winter and snow and slush. Like I'm fine if it's cold out, but if there's like snow and slush, I hate that.
True. Okay.
Do
you
have something
so you
like that that I hate? I don't know. I don't think so. I probably do.
But it's not something you put a lot of attention to, which is good, right? You shouldn't. Yeah.
No, but yeah, no, I hate the winter too, but I can't think of anything else other than that.
All right. So then what about the more obvious question? What's your ultimate fear? Do you have one that you can think of? Or
I'm afraid of getting old.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes.
So you don't like thinking about the afterlife or just anything in the future?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not necessarily scared of dying. I just don't want to be old and incapable.
Decrepit.
Yeah. You know, incapable of doing things for myself. And like, for example, I love playing soccer, and eventually I know I probably won't be able to
do that. Eventually it might go away, yeah. But at the same time, it's always hopeful, and this is just me being like stupid, like an optimist, but like, it's one of those things where it seems like technology is going on an exponential ramp up.
Yeah.
So the more things we think will be like 100 years in the future keep getting closer to like our timeline.
That's true.
Like living on Mars by 2024, you know, at least SpaceX will be like sending stuff there. And then NASA is going to be starting a moon station, which they'll then go to Mars.
Yeah.
And further things like that when it comes to cryogenics, or I don't know if that's the right term, robotics, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Where... yes, cryogenics might not be right, but prosthetic arms are getting way more sensitive where you can actually feel now.
Okay.
So it's becoming super realistic.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or it's in the works, but yeah, like I've seen videos where it's like certain universities, like they're getting teams that are like, making
that's
it
cool.
Where it's like, which finger did it just touch? And the person who's like an amputee, or it's not even attached to them, but like the wiring is.
Yeah.
And they're like the index finger, and it's like they can actually feel it.
Wow.
Because it's just the nerve endings, if you can attach it to the right stuff.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And then you put a prosthetic arm that looks like a real arm, right? You can get it looking realistic now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And plus, it's like, if someone were to attack you and, like, go to break your arm, it's like, obviously, you wouldn't have to worry about it, but they probably have a setting where the pain receptors don't go too high.
Oh, that's probably...
So, that's probably
that's
the best scenario.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's like you being able to play soccer, you could probably just get like
maybe
robot legs when you're 80.
Yeah. Or I don't know, my memory too. I don't want to.
Yeah,
I'm
afraid
of that
too. That one is a bit bad. Because for my family, it like on my dad's side, because I have most of those genes. I have like the Belgian genes. Because like my older brother, he's got like thick, dark Italian hair.
Yeah.
And I got light hair that's like falling out. It's terrible. But so I know I got mostly, you know, the genes on that side of the family.
Yeah.
And they live to be like 100 and they don't do anything, right? They're not like physically fit or they don't like, you know, whatever, but they all get dementia, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like for the last 20 years, they don't really know where they are.
Oh, that's so
and it's
sad.
Like, yeah. And it's like, that's probably destined for me. Like I've never been worried about getting cancer or anything because it just does not exist in my family.
Right.
But it's like, I'll probably, even now I don't have the best memory.
Right. So it's starting already.
Well, now that it's starting, it's just like a type or whatever, an intelligence type.
Yeah. Know.
But yeah, like I have certain strengths, but one of them is not remembering people's names or short-term memory. I got good long-term memory.
Yeah.
And I'm good with like keeping a habit or a routine. But right. if it isn't part of a routine, it's like if you tell me something, I'll completely forget it.
Right? Really?
Yeah. Maybe that's part of a motivation why I'm even doing this.
Maybe, yeah.
Because just time capsule of conversations.
That's actually a good point. You'll remember everything when you have dementia.
When it's recorded. Yeah, I can just listen to this. I won't even know it's me as the host. I'll just be listening going, like, oh, this is a new podcast.
Like, this guy's great.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dorky, but yeah, he's got his stuff.
That's true. Maybe when I'm old, I won't care about being old.
Yeah, because that's one thing that... So I don't know if you know this, but it's not a secret. I'm 7 months sober now, almost 8 months. Or I shouldn't say sober, but dry.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, for the past, like, since I was 19, I, like, a drinking addiction that kind of took off the rails. Yeah. And it's not a secret of the podcast, either. Like, I've mentioned it since I, like, the second I started going sober, I've just been, like, boasting about it when it first started happening.
Yeah, actually, Sam did mention that to me. Congratulations. Yeah. That's a big deal.
Yeah, kind of, but it's like it shouldn't be a congratulation because that's what everybody does. So it's like nobody's addicted, right? So it's more of just I'm going back up to like default of everybody else.
Yeah.
But and like at the height of it or like at the worst of it or whatever, because it is this thing that slowly builds. Like you don't even notice it does until you realize like you've gone too far, right? Oh, gone off the deep end. Yeah. And yeah, it's like my memory was just nothing, right? Because I'm just getting drunk, like, every time that, like, I'll know I'll be alone. Like, I'll make it so that I'm alone, right? Like, Yeah, like, I'll make sure I don't hang out with my friends or whatever. Or at least by the end of it, right? Like, the last 2 years were the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And then, unfortunately enough, it's like, I've been with Sam the last 2 years, right? So it's like, I've been his back, so I was doing it behind her back. But, yeah, and so, like, I've my memory has obviously gotten better, but it is weirdly, like... I was completely okay with it, and I don't see it as so much of a handicap, especially with today's technology. If someone tells me something, it's like, I'll know I'll forget it, so I can just write it down as a reminder on my phone.
Right.
So it's basically not even a handicap at all. I'm just blissfully unaware.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like that's why I'm, like, happier than most other people that I meet, right? It's like, I'm like a dog or something, you know? I'm just happy. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. It's weird. It's a weird thing to try to explain to somebody that like not knowing or not remembering stuff is bad. But like, if you don't even remember it, then what are you worried about? Right.
Well,
it depends on the person, but.
Well, have you noticed a difference in time? Well, you're saying that it's gotten better now, but.
Yeah. I kind of expected that it would be better than it currently is.
Okay.
But I'm still inside of the first year. So.
Right. Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. But, yeah, I'm assuming because it hasn't gotten better to what I expected, because other people are like, oh, it comes back, you're so much sharper, and yada yada, like, as soon as you go dry, it's like, you deal with, like, the withdrawal in the first, like, month or two.
Okay.
And then after that, it's just, like, you can, you know, it's like taking, like, a Superman pill. It's like, all of a sudden, you realize that you can run farther, and you can yada yada. And then I didn't really notice it that much with myself. It was only a little bit, so... I just figure, I just don't have the best memory. So,
is there any other aspects of your life that you feel like it's...
Has gone better?
Improved?
Well, my belly, you know? It's like the beer belly.
Great.
When I was younger, it's like I was at a six-pack and I never tried to get it. So it was just a genetic thing, right? Like I come from like a long line of farmers. So I'm just like, I just have it for whatever reason and I'm tall and I'm whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't start to come in until I was like 22 or 23, but it wasn't getting better because obviously I was just drinking all the time.
Right.
And drinking, like certain people that become alcoholics, it like they replace eating with alcohol. So they actually get skinnier. So they don't get a belly at all.
Yeah.
But I had it where I was still eating all the time and I was just, you know, so I started getting a beer belly and it's been 7 months now. And like I the shape of me hasn't changed except for just here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I've dropped like, I think 12 pounds, but I don't really count it that much because usually I just get dense. I don't like get bigger or smaller.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's probably the best thing is that the one thing I've always loved is that I've never had to work for a six pack. Yeah. And now I do, but at least it's back.
At least it's come back.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
I've never cared about having big arms or shoulders or any of like the typical stuff. It's, I don't know why. It's, you know. When I was younger, I was into parkour, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just
something. What kind of parkour did
cool.
you do? That's interesting.
Obviously, it's like kind of illegal to just be jumping on like the malls and like schools and stuff. But yeah, me and my friends used to do that when we were in high school.
Rebel you.
Yeah. It's like, about as rebel as I would get. You just
which is not that
scale
bad.
Scale buildings and like jump across and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was fun. Have you done anything like that or?
I used to pretend to do parkour and like jump off tree branches.
Nice. Well, that's
but like nothing that extreme.
That
just me being stupid, basically.
Well, no, but that's not as stupid, right? You're not gonna get arrested for jumping
well,
trees.
Well, I look stupid jumping on trees through the forest. It's weird.
Well, I mean, like, I love climbing trees. Like, I've been doing it since I was a child, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And back when I was, I think 20, I started working for Davy Trees. And you get paid to climb trees. I mean, obviously it's different because you got to cut the trees down. But like, it's the funnest thing in the world. Like, I would have stayed with that job forever. It's just, you know, obviously, I want to get into the creative field. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Climbing a tree and climbing a building.
Yeah.
It's just the urban version of it,
right?
Where it's like, you know, obviously we used to climb trees, right? Like we have the ability to at least with thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't think it's stupid, right? And all the audience.
But
do,
if you saw me doing parkour, you'd be like, oh god, that's terrible.
No, well, you're in a forest. Like I don't think I've ever done it in a forest though. That's what I was gonna say. Like on a
just
trail.
Just on a hike and then
scale
just
a
be
tree.
In the move. Well, I wouldn't even scale the tree. I would just like put my feet on it and like push off and call it parkour.
What? That's
spin,
awesome.
Maybe.
What do you mean? Yeah, that's great. Yeah. No. So I do that. Yeah. I still do that now. I mean, that's just good exercise, right? Because it's like, I don't know. It's like,
that's
it's
a
this.
Fun,
yeah,
fun
it's like rock
exercise.
Climbing without having to pay $70 a month.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the way to look at it.
Good.
Because
keep doing it.
yeah. Don't stop. Because I remember someone made a joke about that, about like, because they were like making fun of Michael Jackson or something hanging out with kids. Where they were like, what do you do with climbing trees with a bunch of kids? Because apparently he did that like on video or something.
Yeah.
I was like, well, sure, he shouldn't be with those kids, but like, don't make fun of climbing trees.
Yeah,
like
let
the
him
concept.
Climb the trees.
When I heard that concept, I was like, I feel like I'm personally being attacked because
yeah.
I still do that. It's one of those things where it's like the parents say you should stop after like 10 or whatever. But
yeah.
I was like, I like doing it. I don't know.
Going. I mean,
yeah.
It is fun. Now I'm just not as agile and I always just hurt myself when I attempt to do it. So
yeah.
I'm just going to retire my parkour days.
Well, retire it, and then when you have kids, if you get kids, you know,
see if I can, yeah,
you start up again.
Start up again.
Yeah, absolutely. Because now you have an
I'll
excuse.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you hike a lot? Is that part of your regimen?
I used to when I was living in Oakville. Like on the weekends, I would go up to, I don't know, Milton or Hamilton.
Oh yeah, yeah. What Rattlesnake?
Yeah,
that in that area?
Yeah. So I've done that a bit, but now that I'm in the city and I don't have a car in the city,
oh,
it's a lot harder. So.
Yeah, because what are you gonna do? Uber to Don Valley?
Exactly.
Or something?
Yeah. So, yeah, no. But I would like to get back into it.
Yeah.
I like
you gotta explore because there are like certain spots, right? Like
yeah.
the Don Valley.
And that's the thing. I've only been in my little area downtown. I haven't done much exploring, so.
True.
It was on my list of things to do this summer. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Well, so how long do you plan to stay in Toronto? Because I guess for your work, you travel a lot, so that'll stay as your home base?
For now. I mean, right now I'm living 5 minutes away from my office. And
oh,
so
okay.
That's
perfect.
Yeah, that's great. So
yeah.
I do plan on staying there for at least another 5 years.
Oh, nice. Okay, so you got tons of time.
Got
you don't have to worry
time.
About the first year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
What have you been doing the first year, I guess? Summer isn't done yet, but
oh man, I feel
like
I haven't
July,
done anything.
Nothing.
No, I haven't done much of exploring. I
went on the weekends. Do you like go to the clubs?
Well,
or
I went
bars?
To. I do go to the bars, but I always go to the same crappy ones. I need
to
find good
places.
Oh,
okay. So you didn't explore? Yeah.
No, I know. I need to go to new places.
Yeah.
Kensington Market is near me, and a couple other places like Market.
Market-esque
places. I actually did the Toronto hop-on, hop-off bus tour.
Oh,
last
I think
weekend or 2 weekends ago.
Okay, is there like a dress theme to that at all? Like, do you like wear like a headband or something? Because I think last year,
not when I went.
Oh, then maybe it was just like a group of people doing it.
Yeah,
it
could have been something else, but
true.
It was like I need to learn more about Toronto. It was honestly the most pointless.
It's pointless.
Ever. Yeah,
so
like
what
just,
was it? What
they
do?
Took us around and like we're asking the stupidest questions, like We're like, oh, are there any vegetarians on the bus? Nobody put their hand up. And the lady's well, if you know any vegetarians, tell them to go to A&W because they have this Beyond Meat Burger. And
I'm it's A&W. They're advertising. They don't need your help.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm not paying $30 to hear talk about, A&W. I'm sorry. And but it was fun because it was a nice day, so.
Yeah, okay. But, and at least you get to travel a bit in the areas you wouldn't otherwise.
Exactly, so.
Well, do you drive much? Or you do? Yeah, I remember you driving around. You get, like, you used to have a car?
Was
your
parents' car? Yeah, I use my mom's car a lot. So if I ever want to go anywhere, she'll let me borrow the car. She'll just drop it off at the GO station and I'll just take it. Yeah. So
true.
It's a good arrangement.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So. Wait, so like you would take you would get on the train from your place in Toronto, come to Oakville, grab the car, and then go back to Toronto and then do whatever you want to do?
I haven't done that yet. I usually go west to, like, Burlington area.
Nice.
Or Niagara. Burlington. I love Burlington.
Yeah, represent.
if I'm going to a cottage or something like that, she'll drop the car off for me. Or if I play soccer, I play soccer every Thursday night in Oakville.
Yeah,
and so take the train down. Take the car, drive to soccer, and then drop it off again and go back to Toronto. So it works well.
Yeah, that's not bad.
For now.
Okay, so if you're ready, I'll jump into some of the other formal questions I got here.
Sure.
And I guess it's worth mentioning, we're at the 31-minute mark, so not quite the 30. That's usually when I jump into, like, the opinion section.
Okay.
That's what I used to do with my old script that I had. But a lot of it, it's one of those things where it's like when you ask the same question so many times, it just becomes exhausting. So I did change the opinion section a bit. It's a lot shorter than it used to be.
Okay.
But so I'll still save that for maybe like the last 15 minutes.
Okay.
That's cool with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
So the question I will ask you, since we already kind of went over your childhood, but is there anything like, is there any specific memory about growing up that comes to mind whenever you think of your childhood? Is there always like the cottage you used to go to or anything like that?
We did used to go to a cottage. We rented a cottage every year.
Nice.
But, I would say growing up for me, like in the summer times, one week of the summer, me and my sisters would go to Edmonton.
Oh, whoa. That's actually really cool.
Yeah. And we'd visit my grandparents and my cousins who are all out there.
Yeah.
What,
did you drive? How did you
do that? We'd fly there.
Oh, you would fly. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, is that like a two-day drive?
Oh, God. No, it's actually a four-day drive if you make all the stops. So we used to live in Calgary and we drove to Toronto when we moved here.
What? No way.
And that was awful.
Yeah, that's
like being in a car for 4 days. I mean, on and off, but
yeah,
it was awful. But yeah, so we would go down there and spend time with them. So
well, I just recently last year went to Edmonton for the first time. And the thing I say to that is, it's just like I can at least not call myself, I don't know what to call myself, I guess a faker, because I've written books, if you don't know.
Yeah.
And the first book, like a good chunk of it, like a good like two or three chapters, the main character is living in Edmonton, but I've never been. I just like chose that because I was like, this is a Canadian book, he can't be living in Burlington because they say you know.
Yeah,
so it's like I wrote about what I know, but then at the same time it's like he should still travel because the book is about traveling a lot. So
is Edmonton everything that you expected it
more
to be?
Well, okay, so I like it wasn't about the sights so much that like I wrote about it. Was just like the fact that it's kind of a city and then surrounded by nothing but wilderness kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it did have that element when we traveled from Edmonton to Calgary.
Yeah.
Because we like rented a car and then did a whole thing.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's Edmonton. Is that where Terry Fox is from? Did I learn that when I was there? Or is that where he died?
I'm not sure.
Because there was a museum there and they had all his artifacts. So maybe it's where he was born and raised.
Probably.
But yeah, it was so unexpected because it's just a science museum.
Yeah.
And then there's a room dedicated to Terry Fox.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
And I went in there and like it just sort of brought me to tears because they had all his artifacts. And like I grew up knowing about Terry Fox and the whole cancer run and everything.
Yeah.
And then, so I don't know why but
what museum that stuck out to me.
It was the TELUS
Science
Center.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And they redid all their dinosaurs now. So they have like fur and feathers because of that update. I don't know if you heard. But we like grew up with dinosaurs being sort of naked and scaly.
Yeah.
The same as like Komodo dragons. We just assume that's what dinosaurs look like.
Right.
It's like, hey, it's a living dinosaur.
Yeah.
But too many fossils have been found now where it's like really well preserved and you can see how there's like
feathers coming off of their arms.
Oh.
So, like, no, these things were definitely covered in fur. Because really? Their descendants are birds. So
yeah,
it's
that
like,
makes sense.
You know,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they didn't just go from, like, reptiles to feathery birds. It's like they actually did. Were probably covered.
Oh, okay.
So now they've redone all their dinosaurs now.
Oh,
like,
wow.
All the animatronic ones
yeah.
that are, like, alive and, like, full scale.
Yeah.
They're just covered in, like,
oh,
feathers
cool.
of fur now.
Well, next time I go to Edmonton, I'll go and check that out.
Well, yeah. Well, do you go more frequently now? Like, is it still once a year?
Well, we've been going for Christmas
okay,
lately.
Oh, nice.
But last year when we went, it was just an awful experience. So.
Like, with the weather?
Family.
Oh,
family
no.
Family drama. Yeah.
True. Well, you don't have to get into it if you don't want to, but, you know.
Well, it's just...
It's always
my
spicy
aunts
to talk
never,
about
they don't get along, so
okay,
it's,
true.
And we always stay with my grandparents, and then
yeah.
the other two families, like my mom's two brothers,
yeah.
they would come and spend time with us, but I think we only saw them once, and so, it, and there was drama too, so.
That's all you get, that's all
you're
exactly. gonna
remember so from
Exactly,
so now
that,
we're
yeah.
like, there's no point.
Yeah.
Now we just like to go see our grandparents, because they're getting older, so.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, probably won't be back for a while.
Well, you gotta remember when you go back.
Yeah, gotta go
Science
check
Center.
Out those. Yeah,
check out the
go
dinosaurs.
Check out those dinosaurs.
Yeah, and then yeah, if you want to cry, check out Terry Fox. No, the thing
yeah.
is, like, I don't really cry, and it's not because I'm a tough guy, right? I think it's one of those things where, when I was younger, it was like forced out of me or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I wasn't bullied in school, but it was one of those things where it's like, you know, you're not allowed crying or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Or not allowed crying, but like I cried too much. And so because of that, it's like you're scolded enough times
yeah.
that they sort of break it out of you.
Okay.
So now it's like I don't cry, like, unless something really serious happens, right? Like, unless, you know, like, I'm sure I'll cry when my dog dies.
Mm.
But otherwise, like, I don't...
Yeah.
Like, even if I find, like, a movie super sad or super romantic or something,
yeah.
I won't cry. And it's just like, I wish I could, but,
yeah.
like, I can't. Like, my tear ducts just don't work properly.
Yeah, you... suppressed it for too long.
Yeah, and, but then yeah, so
Terry
Fox was,
like,
he got me, man.
Brought it out of you. Oh,
I,
wow.
Yeah, I was super surprised by it because I was like, why? Like, I don't get it,
yeah.
but you know,
see,
it's just one of those things.
I feel like I'm more emotional now than I've ever been.
Really? So
yeah.
No, that's better. It's like you're getting older. You realize you just gotta. There's no point in.
But like,
holding
if
back.
I'm talking about something I'm passionate about, I'll
yeah.
start to cry,
yeah.
or I'll get teary eyed, and I'm like,
yeah.
stop! I'm trying to be serious right now. So it is annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, anyways.
True. Well, okay, so I won't jump into that, right? Because I'm not doing this for any reason. I'm trying to get views, so I'm not going to make you cry. But can
yeah,
I ask what
you
are passionate about? Like, what topics?
The
architecture you love?
I do love that.
Yeah.
I don't cry over that, thankfully.
Okay. But I guess,
animal
like,
rights, that's the one that gets
okay.
me the most.
Yeah.
So,
that
I...
That makes sense. Wait. I'm not going to... Okay, here, check out this video.
And it's not so much that, it's just... I get frustrated with
the world,
just
I
guess. The world and the system and just
yeah.
the whole.
Well, because the best analogy, or not analogy, but just the best way to phrase it that I've ever heard was that, like, the way that we look back at, like, the Colosseum or, like, public hangings
yeah.
or, like, slavery or any of that stuff that we clearly see now as demonstrous
yeah.
is the way that the future generation of humanity is going to look back at how we treated animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it is. It's, like...
It's the same thing.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
yeah. It's honestly terrible.
Yeah, it's the
and
same thing.
And to not
thing.
Be a vegan, I sound like the biggest hypocrite.
Yeah.
But it's, like, so I don't put it to action, or at least I try to do it in a way that's, like, as convenient as possible, or I can
yeah.
still be lazy,
yeah,
but take a bit of an approach where it's like I'll have turkey bacon instead of regular bacon,
mm-hmm.
because the obvious intelligence difference between pigs and turkey is extreme, right?
Yeah.
It's just by species, right? Mammals are so much smarter.
True.
And the smarter you are, the more self-aware you are.
Right. Because
we used to think that we're intelligent and animals are dumb.
Yeah.
But now with enough study, we've realized that, like, dolphins are actually self-aware, chimpanzees and bonobos are self-aware. Elephants are self-aware. Crows.
Yeah.
Crows and I think another type of bird, they're not self-aware, but they're, like, hyper-intelligent, where they can solve complex puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but,
and it's,
but
like...
why do you... Why do
and then pigs are, like, smarter than dogs,
but
so
why
it's like,
do
why
we...
do we treat them worse? It makes no sense.
That's true, but why do we have to judge what we eat or decide what we eat based on intelligence? Is
well,
that the most
I,
important...
So I feel like the only reason I'm even thinking about that as, like, a valid argument to use
yeah.
is because of just the current way that we work, right?
Right.
Nobody likes breaking down systems that are already exist, like, before you're born, right?
Yeah.
If you're born into a society, a lot of people don't, like, don't take away our guns. Like, that's an obvious
yeah.
example where it's, like, you look at the statistics and it's, like, you're the only country where there's more, because that's a new stat that came out with America, where there's been more mass shootings in 2019 than there have been days.
Really? And
that's insane. It's like 290 mass shootings
that's
so far
crazy.
This year.
That's crazy.
And mass shootings are described as more than three people,
wow.
excluding the shooter.
That's crazy.
It's like, it's insane. So it's like, statistically, take away your guns. Yeah, lose your rights. What are you insane?
Yeah.
Like, look at every other country. Their stats are like non-existent for gun violence.
That's true.
So it's like, but it's part of the past, right? It was their amendment, their right. Yeah. And then the same goes with the meat industry, where it's like, for whatever reason, it's like dogs aren't part of it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's as demonstrous, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, but because of the past, because it's established.
Yeah.
We're not going to touch it. Cows and pigs are good to be treated
disgustingly. Yeah, it's like farm animals are food. Dogs and cats are companion animals, you know, and like lions and elephants are to be protected. But who's deciding that, really? I don't know.
It's one of those things where it's like, you wonder why depression anxiety has gone up.
Exactly.
It's like, because of the internet, we become so much more self-aware.
Yeah.
So it's like, even though crime is like at the lowest it's been globally than like 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like every other day, like an entire village would be wiped out. And it's like, now we have police, we have surveillance, even though people are scared of the Big Brother concept, it's like, it does stop crime. So it's like, you have to at least appreciate, like, it's stopping corrupt police officers too.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there have been so many like cops that have been like arrested or, you know, taking their badge away because of the fact that they have to wear body cams now. So it's like, this new technology and stuff is good, but having the internet like gives kids unlimited access to everything. So it's like, you can see all of the animal abuse that happens, right?
Yeah.
Like all the slaughter videos. Like, I've seen more than I'd like to, right?
Yeah.
And then I've seen human violence too, where it's like, because I was young. I was, like, in sixth grade when I, like, saw an actual decapitation video of a person.
Oh, gosh.
And it's, like, I shouldn't have seen that. But
no.
It's, like, because the internet exists. And
yeah, you can find anything.
I forget what year I was. What was grade six? Were we, like, 2004 or 3 or something?
Are we the same age?
93?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, whatever year that was,
yeah.
right? The internet was made in, like, 1997.
Yeah.
And already by, like, 2000-whatever, Al-Qaeda,
right.
I think, was, like, distributing those videos online.
Oh, gosh.
And then my older brother, like, found out about it because someone else. And,
yeah.
You know. But...
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. But so, it's, like, even though I've, like, you know, seen stuff and it's, like, oh, the internet can be such a bad place.
Yeah.
It becomes one of those things where it's, like... Depending on the person, I guess information can be a bad thing, or knowledge can be a curse. Because, like, for a lot of other people, it turns them into activists. Like, it actually is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, if they were never showed that, they would just keep going to the grocery store and buying pork, and then, you know? But it's like, if they're shown something so disgusting and vile that they go, I have to do something about this, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the reason why it has been so successful leading up to this. Because everybody just assumes, oh, it's the same practice that it's been for hundreds of years.
Right.
Where they raise the animal in a farm.
Yeah, exactly.
And then kill it when it's old.
Yeah.
They do it quick. It was like, no,
nope,
it's
not
disgusting. It's
yeah.
like the worst way that you could ever treat
a
living thing.
Actually, somebody said to me when I told them I was vegan, they were like, oh, but what are we going to do with all the cows and the pigs? And I'm like, they're going to be. But she just thought that they were just. Like,
they only exist.
Yeah, like they're not factory farmed. I'm like. We just won't be raping these animals so that they produce more. You know what I mean? Like, that's just as simple as it is, right?
Yeah. It's
producing
the same...
them so that people can eat them.
Yeah, that's its only existence. So if we stop doing it, it's like, oh, no, their population goes down.
Yeah,
you shouldn't
exactly.
feel sad for
I
the
know.
Ghost of potentially born things that'll just be tortured its
exactly.
whole life.
Exactly. It's like, what do we do with that?
What's the philosophy of that? Prenatalism, I think. I don't know if you know that term, but it's like, the philosophy that you don't want to be like a mass murderer and kill people that are already alive, but you don't want, well, I guess, so the term exists for people, but it's like, for this case, let's use it for cows.
Mm-hmm.
It exists for like, you don't want any new ones to be born because they would only be born into suffering.
Right.
It's like the general theme of it.
Yeah.
It's like, that would be better than birthing them.
Exactly.
It's like, life isn't the most important thing. No. Not when you're only to torture it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's better to never have been born at all.
Exactly. And that's the question I often have for like zoos and other animals that are being protected, and they're like, this species
is
going extinct, so we're going to preserve it, or we're going to keep it in a and a zoo for the rest of its life so that, you know, it doesn't go extinct. I'm like, what's the point of
that? You might as well let it go extinct. Exactly. Yeah, it's like, it sucks that it came to that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time it's our fault, right? That it goes extinct. Of course, yeah. I think there's very rare cases where it's not our fault. Yeah. Right? but if it's going extinct, it's like, just take pictures of it then.
Exactly.
And then let it die, you know? Yeah. Let it be free or let it get eaten in the wild. Exactly. And then
don't
there it goes.
Exploit it in a zoo.
Yeah.
So.
But it's the same sort of problem that a lot of people have with, like, pro-life versus pro-choice.
Right.
Is that they think, like, you're killing a baby.
Yeah.
And it's like, if that was actually the case, then of course I'd be pro-life too, because that's disgusting and terrible. Don't exactly. kill a baby. But it's... And actually, so... It was only looking into it, because it's like, of course, some pro-choice kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
that I looked into it, that in Canada specifically, there's no cutoff date. And that is kind of disturbing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I'm sure the doctor would just have some humanity and go, no, you're 9 months pregnant, I'm not going to terminate your baby. But yeah, Canada, there's no legal drop-off point. In America, there is. In the States, it's all different all over the place.
Okay.
But in Canada, it's just, I think, universally, there's no cutoff date, yeah. Which is a little weird. So it's like... It's a super gray area, so it's like, for me, I think it's like, it should stop after 3 months, and then it's like, it's too late, you gotta carry the term, kind of thing. But, yeah, it's like 3 months and before, I'm totally pro-choice.
Yeah.
Because it's a zygote, and then it becomes a ball that's eventually gonna form into a baby, it's not an embryo yet, right? That's doesn't start forming memories if it doesn't have a heartbeat, because I think it has a heartbeat after the first month,
yeah.
but if it doesn't have a brain... Yeah. That can feel any pain, then why does it matter that
but it's would a heartbeat? It even feel any pain at
when it has a tiny brain? Yeah. It's like, no, because it's still not
like
even...
like 8 months, 9 months before they give birth? I don't know.
Yeah.
But...
It's complicated. It is a gray matter issue, but the people who are pro-life are, like, have it all twisted. It's like they're, like, gambling, where they think they win if there's more, like, life, but really they're losing because, like, they never care as soon as it's born.
Yeah.
It's like, you should That's care true. About the woman who feel like they need to get an abortion, right?
Yeah,
so it's a super weird concept. But most of the time, they're not thinking about it, right? It's just an emotional thing. They just go, no, you're killing babies, and then that's it. But
yeah, exactly. Just look at it.
From one side of you without actually
looking
into a specific case, like, oh, I was raped, and that's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
You have to think about the life that child's going to have.
Yeah.
If...
As someone who doesn't want it gives birth to it. It's like, it'll go into a foster home, or it'll be like left on the streets.
Exactly.
Or just it'll be abused or whatever.
Yeah. Do you want that life for that child? No, probably not.
So, it wouldn't be fun.
So, And I feel like the cycle would just continue from there.
Well, yeah, vicious cycle is like the only thing that's been slowing down humanity. Because it's like, there's so many cases where if collaboration existed... it would have gone better, like with the space race or even with World War II. It's like a lot of technologies are developed that have made the world a better place.
Right.
But like, it's through competition. But like, if the competition was friendly, like right now, I guess it's friendly between like NASA and SpaceX.
Right.
For the exploration of space.
Right.
But it's like, if that, I feel like if SpaceX didn't do it, NASA wouldn't be doing it now.
Yeah.
And it's like, why can't we just like make things better? Why does it always have to be like, because you're against someone, that's why you do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
We're just built
the motivation
way,
is interesting behind things. Yeah.
But anyway, so that was a really fun tangent. We're 48 minutes in. I obviously have a whole bunch of questions here, but since we got 12 minutes left on the clock, I'll ask you some interesting questions and then jump into the opinion questions. If that's okay with you.
Sure.
So we got a bunch of hypotheticals. You've seen them previously. You can skip any of this still if you want.
Okay.
So I'll start with this one. If you were given the choice between passing on or reliving your life all over again, which would you choose? And I should give you some more context. I was just writing that down, so I had something. But if you, like, I'll give you the whole picture. You die, the Grim Reaper's there, and he says, I'm going to give you this choice. Either you move on to whatever's beyond. I don't know what it is. I'm just the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
It could be heaven, could be hell.
Could be a black nothing.
Could be your conscious, but there's nothingness.
Yeah.
But you don't know. So it's like either you move on to the unknown or you get to relive your life and you don't remember it.
As the same person.
The exact same everything. The same events. You just get to go back in time.
I would relive my life. I would
do it over. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it over.
Because you still end up at the same place, right?
Yeah.
So there's no risk to it. But
could
you think
I end up in
your
a different
so
place
far?
If I made a different choice?
No, because the thing is, you don't remember.
But
So you go back to you.
But what if I do make a different choice?
That's a good point. Well, I don't know.
I could make a different choice.
Do you believe enough in yourself that you would live a good enough life?
Well, I don't think that there was any decision that I've had to make in my life that would have led me to a different place than where I am now. To being, like,
on the streets, so, pulling a fire alarm at 3 in the morning.
I could be there. So, yeah, I would relive it. I've had a good life so far. Nice, but maybe in, like, 20 years I'll change my mind.
We'll see. You never know.
But, yeah. I don't want to die.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not quite. Yeah, I'll live my life over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's, like, that's another hypothetical where it's like, what if every single time you went to sleep, you actually died and someone else woke up in your body thinking they were you, and that happened every single day?
Then you just, like, hop bodies, basically?
No. It's that, because it's one of those things that's, like, kind of hard to comprehend where it's like, if you're cloned, but nobody ever told you, you would think that you're the original.
Right.
Right? Okay. You have no context. So imagine if every single time that you close your eyes, every night, you went to sleep and you died, and then somebody else was put into your body, but they think that they're you.
They're you. And then what happens to me? I go into somebody else's body?
Well, you're
and
dead.
And I think that, oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
It's someone new. It's like the concept of Prestige. Have you seen that movie?
No, Christian Bale. Not, no.
In that, I think it's Hugh Jackman. Maybe I should have, well, no, it's too late, whatever. It's an old movie, came out in like 2006. Okay. Sorry for spoilers, people. But it's like, it's a movie about like magicians, and there's this magic trick where he like falls into the floor and then appears on the other side of the stage. But what it really is in the movie is that he found this new technology, because it's supposed to be like the early 1900s,
okay,
that actually clones him. So he falls under the stage into a water tank that closes on top of him drowns him. But then the clone ends up on the other side.
Oh.
And he does this trick like 300 times. So there's 300 dead bodies of him like in this basement.
Oh my
and he's
God.
Like, every what single time I do it, I'm flipping a coin whether or not I'm the one who ends up on the other side or ends up in here. And 300 times so far I've made it.
Oh my gosh.
And they're like, but you haven't. Yeah. 300 times you thought that you made it, but actually fell into the thing.
Right.
Because you have the exact same memory as the person who did
it. Yeah, exactly. Because you just don't know.
But you just don't know, yeah. That's like the concept of, would you relive your life? It's like, but you don't actually know that you ever made that choice.
Well, that I don't know if I've had a past life before.
True.
Because we only have these memories.
So
that's a spooky thing. That's interesting. Yeah, yeah, I know.
But anyway, okay, so I guess maybe I took that a little too far, because we got 8 minutes now, and I'm always conscientious of time, right? I feel like that's what a good host should do. Just take it to an hour. So I guess really quick, would you rather live in the future or the past?
I think I would live in the past.
Yeah? Like, where in the past? Do you have any time? The 80s?
Let's say the 80s, 50s. Sure. That's close enough to where I am now.
True. Yeah, you'd like to be close, like pre-internet.
Yeah,
kind
of exactly.
Right. But not too far back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, I don't
that's
know.
One of those questions where it's like, it's kind of like a bite in the ass for anyone who isn't a white guy.
Yeah, exactly.
History would have sucked for anybody else.
Exactly. So,
doesn't matter like we'll if you're back. A woman or anything else. It's
yeah.
Like, it's not good.
We'll go back 10 years. There we go.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, 80s. Okay, that's good. What's another one? If you had to erase one of the major sports, which would you choose? Because the thing is just five. It's the soccer, hockey, football, baseball, basketball.
Baseball.
Get rid of baseball.
Yeah. Oof. Sorry.
Just too much chewing tobacco?
I'm just not into it.
Yeah, true.
It's not as exciting, so.
Marcus Patton, yeah.
I wouldn't get rid of any, but if I had to, that would be the one. Yes.
True, okay.
Sorry, baseball fans out there.
So now, what would you say is your top three of the 16 personality types? So, you got the answer, but really quick for the audience, I will tell them all of the personality types. You can also Google this yourself. I encourage you to, if I'm going to continue asking guests this question. The 16 personality types are supervisor or enforcing, inspector, certifying, provider, supplying, protector, securing, promoter, persuading, crafter, instrumenting, performer, demonstrating, composer, synthesizing, teacher, educating, counselor, guiding, champion, motivating, healer, I'm an idiot, what is that word? conciliating. Is that right? That guest, help right. me out. That's yeah. right. Yeah. Field marshal, mobilizing. Mastermind, entailing. Inventor, devising. And architect, designing. So what's your top three?
Top three, architect. We'll of go course. With that. Yeah,
that's an easy one.
I would say supervisor because I am very bossy and controlling. I feel like that would be fitting. Yeah. And protector as well.
Very good.
Yes.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So obviously I don't have answers for myself off the top of my head. But yeah, I'll get back to the audience. But still, those are three good ones. Those are really good.
Oh, thank you.
We got 5 minutes left. Oh, I feel like a terrible host. I'm like rushing right at the end. But now, what are your top two of the nine types of intelligence? So now I'll just read off the one words for them for the audience. You have logical, spatial, linguistic, existential, musical, intrapersonal, interpersonal, kinesthetic, and naturalistic. So what are the top two
top for you? Top two, interpersonal, I would say, and logical.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I will say off the top of my head, logical is one of the few things that I actually boast about myself, is that I got a terrible memory, you know? I'm not the easiest to control. Like, not like I'm a brat. If I work a place, it's like I'll follow instructions. Right. But I'm usually always, like, asking, okay, but why? It's like I'll never just take an instruction, you know? That's terrible. Oh, but, gosh. Yeah, logic, I think, is the only thing that I'm naturally talented with.
Yeah.
Of anything else, right? It's like...
Which is a good thing to be good at.
Yeah. It's like, well, I'm not good at, like, math, but logic is, like, a type of math. It's like an idea of math, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like you can follow something to a logical conclusion.
Right, yeah.
So you ask enough questions. It's like I'll always find
a
conclusion to any kind of query that I might have for myself or other people have. Yeah. Very nice. So we got just about 3 minutes. So now I will ask you, what's another one I got? Have you met anyone famous?
I have not.
You have not? Okay. And then the follow-up question, who would you love to meet?
I would love to meet Celine Dion.
Celine Dion?
Yes. Because she is amazing.
Yeah.
I saw her in concert.
Actually did?
Yeah. Nice. I went with my grandparents and my mother to Vegas.
Yo, that's awesome.
Yeah. And
when was that?
That was 3 years ago, I think.
3 years. Nice. Yeah.
And I cried. It was just an emotional concert for me.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's awesome. She's the A-lister and Canadian. Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah. So she can serenade me. I'll take it.
And it's like you met her, but just not personally.
Exactly.
Yeah. You saw her.
Yeah, she was a couple feet away, like 20 feet away.
Well, that's actually kind of close. Yeah. Wait, so what seat did you get?
I think I was in the fourth row, and then she walked down the aisle, and she was
that's so cool.
Pretty close to me. So, wow. Yeah.
Yo, that's awesome. Hopefully she's listening. You never know. She might be a fan of the
Celine,
show.
Celine, if you're listening, hit me up.
yeah. We won't give your ID, but you know, she can just ask me, and I can send her anyway. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so now in the final 2 minutes, we will go over what your opinion is on some topics. So, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
The first one is social media. What is your opinion on social media?
I think it's both good and bad.
Yeah, it's a tool.
I feel like it depends on the person, too. Because, I find it very helpful and useful, good to connect with people. But at the same time, I know people, especially the younger generations, it's
more sensitive to it.
Yes, they're a lot more sensitive to it. So, yeah.
Very good. That's a good answer. What is your opinion on drug use? And the term drug is obviously intentionally vague. You can take that however you want.
If you want to do drugs, as long as you're not harming other people.
That's awesome. How's that? That's a great answer. Yeah,
I think people can do what they want, but don't harm others.
Great.
You want to harm yourself, go for it. Yeah. No, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not encouraging that.
No, okay. But then, so what? So pharmaceuticals, soft drugs, hard drugs, how do you see it?
I'm looking at it as anything. So even like alcohol. Yeah. If you aren't harming people, do it. Don't get in a car when you're drinking.
There you go. Because
hard drugs, risk.
Just don't touch.
Teach their own. I think if
you want to try meth, just once.
Just once, though.
Just just don't get hooked.
Yeah, exactly.
Heroin, just once.
Yeah.
If you like it,
everything once.
Yeah. Well, so that already answers the next topic, which is tattoos. It's your opinion. So teach their own.
Exactly.
But then, do you have any tattoos?
I have one tattoo.
You do? Yes, nice.
On my wrist. So.
Oh, wait, sorry. Okay, it's one of those things where it's like I saw it, but I didn't really notice it.
Yeah.
What does it say?
It says ahimsa. It's in Sanskrit, and it basically means compassion towards all living beings.
That's amazing. Hey, yeah, wow, so you got your philosophy for right on your sleeve. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, but well, pro tattoos.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Yeah, I got these ones here.
Oh, you have tattoos?
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you about it after, just because we got 10 seconds left. Okay. In the final 10 seconds, so your opinion on animal rights, you already answered. And then dreams, we also talked about, but what is your, we got an hour. It's okay, we'll go over a little bit. What is your opinion on dreams in general? Like, have you ever tried to lucid dream? What are the types of dreams you have? Do you rarely dream?
I feel like I rarely dream now.
Yeah.
I used to have reoccurring dreams as a child. Yeah. I do, however, well, I guess this isn't really a dream, but sleep paralysis. I do experience that quite frequently.
No. Frequently?
Yeah.
Really? Oh my God.
Like, I would say twice a month, maybe.
Is it an inconvenience or is it actually terrifying? Like, what's your, what is your experience?
Okay, I know
because I know there's levels to it.
Yeah, I know people who have experiences where they, like, they can see somebody or sense somebody in the room and have hallucinations. I don't, but I typically start when I'm in those moments or whatever.
Yeah.
I start thinking about breathing, and then when you start thinking about it,
as soon as it becomes manual.
Yeah, exactly. It's so hard to breathe. So I usually wake up like gasping for air, like just jolt out of the paralysis. Yeah. So
that's scary, but at least
it's scary.
It could be scarier, I guess.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So it does suck that you experience
it.
But yeah, I hadn't had it frequent, but a friend of mine experienced it, so then he looked it up and found that you can induce it yourself.
Oh, gosh.
So me being an idiot, because I found this out, I think, when we were 17 or 18. So back then, I was like ghost hunting. I was like, fuck yeah, like let's try anything that seems scary, right? Like, I had done shrooms before, and I was just like, I want to dive into anything. So I self-induced sleep paralysis on myself.
How do you do that?
So you have to have a lack of sleep. So if you don't sleep for a whole day,
yeah,
and then the second day passes and then you go to sleep,
yeah,
that, can cause it sleeping on your back, not on your sides.
Oh,
that causes it. 'Cause the blood has to go to a certain area of your brain.
Oh.
Being in an unfamiliar place also causes it. And I think it's those three. Oh, and then also maybe if you're starved too, if you don't eat like for 8 hours leading up to it or something.
Oh, interesting.
So you can self-induce it. Oh, but damn, maybe I should have said that. Fuck.
Now,
it's one of the... Knowledge is a curse.
Do not try this at home.
Yeah. Don't try this at home, because it's just... Why would you want to do this to yourself? But I did it, and it was like a full-on hallucination. I had the whole experience.
Really?
And I was just distressed, because obviously I was hungry and, like, you know, I was uncomfortable and I was tired. And then I did that before I went to France, because then I went to France, I think, like a month or two later.
Yeah.
And then it was caused because I had jet lag and I was in an unfamiliar place. And I wasn't meaning it.
Yeah.
And I was in this tiny cramped, I think I was, it was like a whole group of us going, because it was like for this high school thing, but over the summer vacation.
Yeah.
And I was in this little cramped room by myself, because it was like a dorm for like foreign exchange students or something.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it was just this tiny space. And I was just in this bed that like barely fit me. And I just, my eyes open, and I can't move, and it's dark, and this woman with dark hair just, like, comes lunging, like, at my face, and just kept doing it over and over again, like, just vroom, vroom, like, she kept, like, just appearing, standing up, and just kept, like, coming right at my face, yeah.
That's terrifying.
But eventually it went away. But either way, yeah, sleep paralysis.
Sucks. Well, I'm glad I don't have it that bad.
yeah, I guess.
I know how to get myself out of it now.
Yeah, but there are ways, right? Like, I don't know, but, yeah, either
way.
Hey, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah.
No problem. And then to leave it on a really good note, though, do you have any words of wisdom that you'd like to pass on to the audience? Is there anything that anybody tells you, or just live, laugh, love, anything basic? Like, what do you think of when you think of words of wisdom?
Oh, I don't give wisdom. I just take wisdom, so I got nothing. I got nothing for these people.
That are words of wisdom in a way, right? Learn to take wisdom instead of trying
to go.
Yeah. That's great. Why?
Perfect.
That's a good way to leave it.
Joe.
Thank you very much for coming on. And have a good rest of your day, I guess.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.